I want to hear every little detail, Lydia dear.
Oh, Mama.
I've been enlisted in a regiment in the north of England, sir.
Glad to hear it.
Near Newcastle. Mm-hmm. We travel there next week.
Can I come and stay with you?
That is out of the question.
Well, Monday morning came and I was in such a fuss.
I don't want to hear.
There was my aunt preaching and talking away as if she was reading a sermon. She was horrid unpleasant.
Can't you understand why?
But I didn't hear a word because I was thinking of my dear Wicker. I long to know whether he'd been married in his blue coat.
The north of England, I believe, boasts some spectacular scenes.
They mile calls all away from the church and business, and I thought, who is to be our best man if he doesn't come back? Lucky he did come back, or I would have had to ask Mr. Darcy, but I don't think he'd like
Mr. Darcy.
Oh, I forgot. But I shouldn't have said a word.
Mr. Darcy was at your wedding.
He was the one that discovered us. He paid for the wedding, Wickham's commission, everything. But don't tell anyone he told me not to tell. Mr. Darcy, not anything. Mr. Darcy's not half as high-minded as you sometimes.